for me, there's nothing better or more intriguing than sitting, you know, with a group of people, whether it's in the cinema or whether it's at the theatre, for 2 hours and being completely engaged by fellow human beings telling you a story. It's just, it's magic. And you could say that in a sort of like in a more digital age, whereby is that people are becoming, actually, is that the telecommunication advances are actually pushing people further away than they are actually bringing them together, is that something like the theatre is becoming even, you know, more special. It's actually given it a heightened sense of purpose. You would think that little things like theatre or little things like Hitchcock Blonde at Chapter in the middle of Wales would be swallowed up, but we've been full every night. The standard is incredibly high. I mean, they're all 20 years old. I mean, God, I wish I had that amount of maturity when I was 20 years old, you know? I mean, like, so incredibly dedicated, hard-working, committed students. And it's not an easy show, technically, as well. So they've done very well. A friend of mine came and directed Les Liaisons Dangereux here a couple of years ago, a woman called Ruth Carney, who's an incredibly talented director. I was an assistant director on the Lord of the Rings musical in London, and Ruth was the associate director on that. And she was directing a show here while she was doing Lord of the Rings, and I came and saw it. And it was through that I met with Dave Bond, who's the head of acting here, and kept in touch with him over the last couple of years, and met up with him a couple of times, came and saw August Osage County here as well, which was hugely ambitious production for a drama school to do. And this was the first ever regional production of it. It was the first time that a drama school would ever even dare to attempt a play like this. It's really, really difficult. Chekhovian sort of mature adult drama. And they were astonishingly good. I mean, really, really, really good. It was a wonderful production. And I was just like, I really, really want to come and work here. Out of all the drama schools in the country, I was like, this place teaches the right ethos. They're dedicated to their pupils. They want them to do well, and that they actually try and prepare people for the business. When you watch a Hitchcock movie for the first time, is that you don't necessarily have to have, you know, researched Hitchcock before you can watch it. It's more a case of, you know, if people come with an open mind to it, and if this is their first experience of anything remotely Hitchcockian, and I would never pretend to say or presume to say that, oh, by the way, this is an Alfred Hitchcock experience. He's the experience, and that his films are the experience, and the actors that he has in it. I mean, the movies still stand as some of the best cinema in history, and in my opinion, and in fact, not just in my opinion, and people that are far more intelligent and knowing than me would say that. And the thing that really kind of struck me in this was is that the reason that they've stood the test of time is because he was doing a lot of these things for the first time. I mean, the play says it itself, is that not all of his movies were great, and that's true, I think. But the ones that were great are astonishingly good. And even the ones that aren't so great, he was trying something for the first time. And he was a real pioneer. And I think another thing to quote the play is that he was one of the first people that actually realised what the cinema could do. And he himself says is that he likes to take an audience on a roller coaster ride. Now, he would say, and I would imagine this was very much tongue-in-cheek, that he doesn't care about the actors, or he doesn't care about the story or the characters. How he happened upon just about every one of his movies having interesting stories and interesting characters then, and he must be the luckiest director in the history of film. I think that this has been quite successful, so it would be lovely to come back, mainly because the ethos is so right. You know, they want to do good things for the right reasons. It's not about fame, or it's not about, you know, the pomposity of being able to say we're the best. Don't work to say that you're the best, be the best, and let other people work it out. And it seems to be the case that's what they're trying to do. They've got in, I mean, the directors that they've had in for these three shows, the other two directors on Pornography and on Hedda Gabler, are two fantastic directors, and the shows themselves are really, really good, very, very strong, hugely ambitious things for you know, any drama school to do, and yet they pull them off with aplomb. And I think that's the thing, is that's what's exciting, and that's what will attract young up and coming directors as well as established ones to come and work with these great students.